Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, in light of all the information that we're hearing about the Zika virus and how it could be entering up to 39 states in this country and how they're really looking at it as a health hazard and a real epidemic, and they're worried a lot about it, I'm going to give you some tips to applying mosquito repellent correctly. So first of all, read the label, see if it has DEET, make sure that you understand how much is in there so that you are not overdoing it, because it can be absorbed into your skin. Never put repellent near your mouth or your eyes, and use it carefully around the ears. What you want to do is, when you need to apply it to your face, you put it on your hands first, then rub it onto the areas of your face. Never put repellent on an open skin or on a wound. Spray in well-ventilated areas and try and avoid inhaling those fumes. And also never spray it, of course, near food. Some of these are certainly common sense, but I think they're important tips. Another thing that they are recommending, all of these experts in infectious diseases, if you're out where mosquitoes are and you are wearing clothing, and even if you are somebody who wears protective clothing like longer sleeves, long pants, and socks, spray the repellent on those clothing. So if your kids like to play outside at dusk and they're playing kick the can, yes, I paused. Do kids still play that anymore? Well, my kids do. And so if they're out there at that time, make sure you spray the repellent on their clothes, because the mosquitoes can absolutely get through the clothes. They can bite through the clothes. So spray the repellent on the clothes and make sure you keep reapplying it throughout the day if you go in the water or whatever. So you can use sunscreen and repellent. Soon we're going to be spraying a lot of stuff on ourselves. And now I'm talking about the American Fitness Index came out, and you know we'll be doing a show with Dr. Walt Thompson on our American College of Sports Medicine show that we do here every week on Radio MD, but I'm going to get a little jump on it because it's one of my favorite times when the American College of Sports Medicine puts out their fitness index. This is a major undertaking, okay? What they do when they do this is they look at the fittest cities in the country. They look at so many different aspects of being a fit city. They look at sidewalks. You can't imagine what goes into this. And I only know about it because we do their show. And you can't imagine what goes into it. The sidewalks, urban food deserts, whether or not schools have gym and recess, parks, park districts, recreational centers, golf courses, public pools, how safe are the parks? You cannot even imagine all of the details that go in. So I'm not going to have time to get through a whole bunch of it today, but I'm certainly going to go through a little bit. So we're going to talk first about the fittest city is going to be, again, Washington, D.C. This is the second year in a row, and Minneapolis, Minnesota as well. So when that comes out, people are always seem to be surprised about Washington, D.C., but what happens with these cities that put on this, you know, that come in good, it's that they have good percent of any physical activity or exercise in the last 3 days. They have lower incidence of asthma, allergies, and people with diabetes, and the death rates per 100,000 for cardiovascular disease. I'm telling you, what goes into this is amazing. The percent of people that are in excellent or very good health. The percent of people consuming two or more fruits a day. So they have personal health indicators. They have community and environmental indicators. There's so many. And I'm going to talk more at the bottom of the hour in the trending about Minneapolis and why they came in second and some of the ones that came in last. So if you want more information, you can go to AmericanFitnessIndex.org for the 2016 American Fitness Index from the American College of Sports Medicine, our great friends here at Radio MD. Stay well.